just because I can't understand it doesn't mean that he's not good.
Becoming a parent has given Candace Avalos a better insight into God's relationship with his children. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and she's our guest on today's Lighthouse Report.
I have this specific image in my head of when my children are babies, you know, we take them to the doctor to get their vaccinations, their shots. You know, so here I am, or at least from their perspective, they see their mom strapping them down to a table, holding down their arms and legs so that they're forced to endure the pain of a complete stranger sticking multiple needles in their legs. So, like, from their point of view, from their limited knowledge and point of view, you know, I can imagine them thinking, like, what are you doing? Don't you love me? Like, why are you holding me down? Why aren't you helping me? Why aren't you helping me from this pain?
But taking a different point of view changed some things.
When we step back and just from our broader knowledge and perspective, we know that that pain has to happen for their good and for the good of those around them. And so it's the same thing with us and God. We're not on the same intellectual level. I have to remind myself, I'm not on the same intellectual level with God. So even though from my perspective, you know, I feel like, God, why are you letting all these things happen? You know, why are you allowing us to go through this pain? And it feels like you're just like strapping us down and we can't escape it. But just because I can't understand it doesn't mean that he's not good. I have to choose to trust that, you know, I'm his child and he loves us and he remains good and loving even when painful things are happening to us that we can't understand.
Even when it's difficult to understand what you're going through, know that you can trust God.